Today on The Breakdown, it's a cash game hand where all hell absolutely breaks loose to the point where Grant was begoggled and besotted by some of these plays. That's right. He basically fell in love. You know what I've been thinking about lately? I mean, think about that song, Stand by Eminem, and how it's been a long time since I've heard it, and how I could not really get the lyrics, you know, any of them, except the Dido part, but the part where he's rapping. But it'd be fun to try anyway, you know? He's like, do you stand? I'm the guy from the guy who wrote, I'm in a car, you know, I'm driving not too far though, you know, stuff like that. I feel like I could kind of approximate it, but never get any of it right. And that's where I'm at. that's what's going on in my life. Also, I got a new blender on The Breakdown with Grant Dennison and Jonathan Levy.
What the hell was that?
You have no idea.
I think that was an example of, you know, when podcasting first became popular and more accessible to people, the type of thing that was a parody of what, like, Joe, everybody would do, like, get a microphone and be like, you know what I've been thinking about lately?
Yeah. What if Eminem made the lyrics to Stan about playing poker? Have you thought about
they
that?
They are about playing poker.
Not so explicitly, though.
No, right? There's a lot of information.
I would need
this.
It to be more explicit.
This is the biggest piece of poker media that's been created. It's bigger than Rounders.
It's not.
And you somehow don't associate it with poker?
It's not obvious.
The song
enough.
Stan is about poker.
It's not obvious.
Discord
enough.
Will back me up on this.
You want to make a poll, you
yeah,
son of a bitch?
Yeah. Is the song Stan about poker, Discord? We'll make a poll.
Yes or no? Well, let me say this then. I believe it should be more explicit if it's about poker. So we wouldn't even need to have a poll. It would maybe go a little something like this. I'm sitting in this poker room. Man, this felt this plush. I was up 6K, but then this dude rivered a flush. Poker's a tough game. You got to be bold, but you also have to have the courage to make a baller fold. Stuff
like that. Is
that
from ChatGPT?
No, I just wrote that.
Oh.
while you were writing in the details of the hand, I'm like, it'd be funny if I did this.
That's what you were doing the whole time we were preparing for this.
I was
podcast.
Trying so hard not to laugh really loudly so you wouldn't ask about it.
What a weirdo.
Poker's a tough game. You got to be bold, but you also have to have the courage to make a baller fold. That would fit perfectly in that song.
That is
about poker.
That is a lyric from that song.
Yeah.
You thought that was original, but there was a seed in your brain of the truth of the song.
I mean, that's not bad, those lyrics. Those are all right.
All right, let's get to the poker. That's
okay.
What we're here.
Okay.
Hey, this was suggested by a first-time suggester.
Ooh, yeah.
And he kind of Babe Ruthed it. He called his shot, and he said, I'm a first-time suggester, but I think this is a good one.
And well, how dare you?
He was right.
Yeah, this is a great hand.
Yeah.
Crispy Beaumont?
Kind of like Luke Skywalker without using the computer to destroy the Death Star. He called his shot. I mean, saying that because his avatar on Discord is the Rebel Alliance pin.
Oh, thank God there's a reason for that.
So maybe he hasn't seen the most recent 30 iterations of Star Wars content.
Maybe
because, not. Because if he had, I don't think he would have the Star Wars pin.
Maybe he has and likes the old school stuff and knows that that's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe. You know, there's a whole thing, by the way, about how the targeting computer was never going to work for Luke, and so the only move he had was to use the Force.
Well, yeah, he had to listen to the like ethereal ghost that was talking to him. Are you not going to listen to a voice ghost when you're flying through space?
Voice ghost. Now, let me ask a quick question. I know we're going to get to the poker in a second, but this is important. All right, so you're in a spaceship rocketing, you know, along the trench, you know, firing
the most dangerous piece of technology ever to be invented, yes.
No question. It's already killed untold trillions. You're the voice ghost now. Are you just like... have to really work to keep up? Like, because, you know, if you just don't move, everything goes, you're intangible, everything goes through you. You can't just, like, sit next to him and, like, get the ride with him. You have to be swimming along, basically,
well,
the whole time. It feels like a lot of work.
If you're just a voice, could you, like, inhabit Luke's body or something? Are you, like, in his brain, just kind of sitting there waiting for a time to talk, and you're like, it's more impactful if I don't just make small talk for, like, all the time that I'm here. I have to wait for the right moment.
That's like me trying not to laugh while I was writing those lyrics. Yeah. Can you imagine being in his head the whole time, and you're like, those shoes are really ugly, but I'm not going to say anything, but it's killing me, you know, or
like I have to wait until there's a critical moment. This is the Rebel Alliance's last hope.
Right. But why though? Why can't we just be having a constant conversation with Luke the whole time?
Really? Because then Luke would probably hate us. He'd be like, dude, I don't care.
Yeah, that could happen, actually, Luke not caring.
Scarcity is valuable.
Well, it's persuasive anyway.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. And valuable, I guess, often valuable as well.
It creates value. How about that?
Well, not on its own, but it is one of the factors.
Sure.
How about that? Sure. I feel like, though, we could just use Luke as a rag doll, basically, for this
I'm not saying we
voice.
Have physical control.
Oh, no, I
understand.
But, like, we get to say anything we want at any time we want to Luke, and he just has to hear it. And if he wants to have a conversation with us, cool. But why do I have to keep quiet just to appease him? Guess what? When the fate of the world, the universe, the galaxy is coming up, I think he's probably going to listen to me.
Somehow you, Jonathan Levy, consistently manage to be both entitled and have the victim mentality at the same time.
Thank you. Yeah. That's a straight compliment, by the way.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, the Force Ghost, the voice ghost, actually, both, whatever, all the voice actually says is, use the Force, Luke. That's it. It's not like,
yeah, it's
close
subtle.
Your eyes, imagine this, do this. Do, and Luke's like, shakes his head yes to no one and like decides he's going to take it seriously. And good for him. I mean, he does save everyone, I guess. I mean, there's a whole...
Would you like there to be no governing body for the entire galaxy? Is that a great idea?
I mean, apparently Luke thinks that's a good
idea.
Yeah,
cool.
There's also a whole internet black hole you can fall into about like... The space station, the Death Star was going to blow up either way, and that dropping those bombs in there, had nothing, the photon bombs or whatever, had nothing to do with it blowing up. Nothing.
Anyway, we're here to talk about actually
a
different sci-fi series, although I guess Star Wars is technically sci-fi fantasy because there's magic.
Sci-fan, yeah, not sci-fi.
Sci-fan, but sci-fi would be the Terminator series.
No question. And this does relate to the hand, to be
yes,
clear.
Yes, it does, because one of the players involved in the hand is T-1000.
Yeah, this is the Lodge cash game.
Yeah,
the big
and I have not
game.
Seen T-1000 before I saw this hand, but this dude looks exactly like the actor when he played T-1000 in Terminator 2.
See, before we started, Grant's like, God, he looks just like the actor. I'm like, the actor's very old. He doesn't look like
the
actor now.
Yeah, but you're once again being a dick.
No. I'm saying like, so now you're being more specific
than
you otherwise would be normally be. Right.
Right.
I'm sort of explaining that. That's
yeah. Which I guess is making the assumption that our audience is dumb enough that they don't understand aging or what I mean. Like, it's pretty obvious what I mean. I mean, when the guy played T-1000.
Well, then why did you explain it so much to them?
Because you fucking got in my head like a voice ghost, man.
The voice ghost helps sometimes.
Voice ghosts are... Here's the thing about voice ghosts is like there's the anecdotes like the destruction of the Death Star that is really in the voice ghost's favor, and that's what all of the politicians talk about when they're like, we should continue to allow voice ghosts, but really the data supports that voice ghosts cause more problems than they solve.
Can you imagine being the voice ghost in like Luke's head and being like, is white really our color, though? Just stuff like that all the time. like, fuck. You know?
Well, all right.
Sucks. Yeah, okay.
We're playing this Lodge Cash game. This guy who looks exactly like, what's the actor's name? You know this.
Robert Patrick.
Robert Patrick from Terminator 2.
Among many other things.
Yes. But he looks like that era Robert Patrick.
Yes, he like really dead ringer. It's a great nickname for him or name for him, T-1000. It's perfect.
Yeah. It is. And maybe he plays a little bit like a Terminator 2. We'll find out.
Oh, maybe. Crazy things are going to happen.
He has $18,400, $100 big blind.
Yep.
10-8 of spades. Opens under the gun. This podcast pivots so harsh, like compared to other podcasts. Just thinking about, we're just talking about voice ghosts. It's like, and then he opens under the gun with 10-8 of spades.
It's always been like that.
Yeah, I know. It's just how it is. Opens to $300 with 10-8 of spades. Yushan, Yushan, I think is what it is.
I think it's Yushan.
Yeah, Yushan, who has made an appearance on this podcast before from a Lodge game that he played against Andrew Nimi.
Where he made what we felt, I believe, was a bad call on the river.
Yes, we did not like his play.
Maybe he didn't even like the call on the turn. It's hard to remember. Anyway.
I can't remember now, but I remember not liking his play and being pretty happy about Nimi's play.
Yeah.
Anyway, Yushan has 24,300, so the effective stack between the two is T-1000s with 18,400.
Okay,
and Yushan,
what? We have like a lot of blinds here. It's $100 ante.
how many blinds do you think that is?
It's 184 blinds.
Yeah,
so it's a lot of blinds.
It's
man.
Pretty normal. You thought it was 10x that, didn't you? For a second, when you said that.
When I first started to say it, yeah, and then I looked a little closer. I'm like, how am I gonna get myself out of this? And then the fucking voice in my head, voice ghost, was fucking talking about completely other shit.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yushan is plus one.
Yeah.
He three bets two jacks, jack of diamonds, jack of clubs to 1K.
Okay.
Cool. You can flat there if you want, but three betting is, of course, fine.
Absolutely.
Folds back to T1000. What are you doing here? 184 blinds effective. Are you considering folding? Obviously, if it was 10-9 suited, you wouldn't really consider folding, but is 10-8 suited a bridge too far?
I think we're deep enough that we can call seven more blinds here when we've already put in three. What are we playing here? Are we playing 100-100 with an ante also? Either way, we're getting a reasonable price if we're thinking about the implied odds. We're out of position, which sort of sucks. If we think Yushan is really, really tough, we could fold. If we don't think he's super tough, I think we mostly call.
Is there any piece of your under-the-gun range that you're folding?
That's what I was just wondering. As you start, just before you said, is there, I was thinking, like, what are we folding here?
Because I don't know if T1000 is opening 10-7 suited under the gun. I am not, most likely.
Either.
But I probably am opening 10-8 suited. And I would, had I opened 10-7 suited, probably fold that. I don't know.
Yeah, but if we're not opening that, are you calling 10-8 suited against a reasonable, but let's say not a killer?
I'm probably calling it 184 blinds deep.
I think I am too at that stack depth. If we're 100 blinds deep, it feels really different. Honestly,
you could fold maybe hands like ace jack off if you have those in your opening range.
We probably shouldn't be opening those anyway, but if somehow we have them, absolutely. Any offsuit Broadway, obviously not ace king. Ace queen, we're probably going
to
call.
I think we're just obligated to continue with ace queen.
I agree. I meant all the other offsuit Broadway. Like king queen off, we could decide to fold. That's a more reasonable fold to me than 10-8 suited, honestly.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Really? The hands that are three betting us are often ace king, ace queen, you know, hands that have us dominated. As opposed to 10-8 suited, where he rarely has a 10 in his
hand. I mean, that's fair. Good. That's fair.
So just we're less likely to make like top pair and be like dominated. That's all.
Except that he has a lot of over pairs like he does, where right. If we make top pair, we are effectively dominated.
But we know this too. Like we understand that. And so we can play, you know, a little more. Like if we flop a queen and we have ace king and queen's the biggest card out there, you know, on the flop and turn, it's going to be really hard to fold, right? But with 10-8, if we flop top pair and he goes bet, we can really consider folding a lot of turns, depending on what we think about this player.
I would love to lose a couple bets with 10-8. That sounds fun.
Well, that would be only one bet. We can fold the turn, I said.
Well, what about the pre-flop 3-bet?
Well, this is the game we're playing. What do you want from me? We lose a lot when we get 3-bet. That's the deal.
Anyway, T1000 calls.
Yep.
Of course. Has to. 2250 in the pot.
Okay.
The flop is 3 of clubs, 4 of clubs, 8 of hearts. Pretty clean for Yushan. Like, there are sets out there, but other than that, he's almost always ahead. It's really hard to imagine two pair in T1000's range unless he's just a complete psycho.
Yep, agreed. He's not a psycho.
How do you know?
I've watched him play a little bit.
Okay, cool. Anyway, T1000 checks. He has top pair with 10-8 of spades on the 3-4-8-2 club board. No spades.
No problem.
Yushan does have the jack of clubs in his hand, although I'm sure he would be betting whether or not he had the jack of clubs in his hand.
Yep.
How much do you want to bet as Yushan on this board in these positions in a 3-bet pot?
8, deuce, 3, 2 clubs. Four, 2 clubs. Excuse me. We do have a club in our hand, and the pot has 2250 in it. It's a weird spot because there aren't that many continues, I think, for T1000, if we just think about his calling range. Like, he's got a lot of folds, right? I think we want to bet enough so that way king queen folds. That's all. That's what I'm most interested in.
Do the king queen of hearts folds? Do we want king queen of hearts to fold? Do we think that's a reasonable goal to get king queen of hearts to fold with the backdoor flush draw?
I don't know if we can get king queen of hearts to fold anyway. But if somehow T1000 does have king queen off and continued, which I don't know if he does or not, a lot of players will have that for sure. I'd love to get that to fold right now.
Yeah,
that'd be great. I'd love to get, ace, queen to fold, all that stuff that aren't too hard. I think two hearts is mostly just going to call once, almost no matter how much unless we bet some absurd amount that we're never going to do, right? So to me, I'm more interested in, let's just fold out all the overcards or the one overcard or whatever it is that is willing to fold if there's a reason, if we put out enough of a bet. I don't want to bet 700 and get called here. You know, I'd rather bet 60% of the pot and fold out king queen.
Yeah, I wonder if a pretty large bet is actually okay here. Something like 1350, 1400 into 2250. It's not conventional, but Well, I kind of like it. I mean, I don't think we're necessarily... Like, we might at this SPR actually fold out hands like 9, 10, and Jack, 10 of hearts for that much because the SPR is just not big enough.
I think 9, 10 of hearts isn't going anywhere with 3 to the straight flush. I think they're just calling ones mostly.
Even if we make it 16-50 into 22-50?
I think mostly because we have enough money back. I'm not saying... I think it's close, but I think in general, the higher stakes cash game players mostly don't fold those hands. Now, sometimes they check raise them too. They don't just call. But I think they mostly aren't folding there.
Yeah, I mean, my thoughts on this are predicated on almost always Yushan being ahead, right? Unless T1000 has a set or a slow played over pair.
Yeah.
So I would just like to remove that equity as much as possible.
Right.
I might want to go 1600 into 2250.
I mean, you were saying it's weird. I will say that this board, if we're going to bet it, is better for him than for us, right? He's got way more sets than we do. He may have all the sets and we may have none of them.
I mean, he has
eights, I guess.
He's got more top end stuff, but we have way more as far as strong overpair value.
Of course. But I'm saying like this board really connects with his range more than it connects with our range, right? Although you're right.
He's
got a nut advantage. When you think about it in the terms of implied odds and how deep we are, let me say it that way. Because of course you're right. If we do just who's got a better hand right now most of the time, the answer is going to be Yushan. You're right.
Yes.
But if we think about who can put in a huge amount of money, well, now I would say T1000's range can put in a huge amount of money a lot more of the time than Yushan's range can. Right? So that's important. So I think there's different kinds of range.
I think at this SPR, Yushan can go with Queens Plus and maybe even Jacks.
Because there's two clubs on the board?
Yeah.
Maybe, but I don't know if he's going to. You know, it's expensive. I don't know if he's going to do that or not. He's not going to love it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. So I think it's fine to bet 1400 here. I don't think I'd bet much more. 1600 feels like too much to me, but these are all very minor differences. If you honestly, anywhere between 13 and 16 are pretty similar at this point. We're talking a little more than half the pot either way. I would be inclined to bet more than half the pot, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yushan goes small.
Okay.
He bets 600 into 2250.
Holy moly. That is weird to me.
Yeah. It's
I've got the big overpairs. I don't even know. I don't call with everything. Please call with... Now King-Queen has to call. Why can you bet 600? Everything has to call.
Yeah, I think everything mostly has to call. I mean, I guess there are hands like maybe...
Pocket deuces can fold if it wants to. I don't even know if pocket deuces are going to fold. You can turn a deuce. You can go check on the turn.
Ace seven of diamonds? Maybe that type of hand folds?
Okay, yeah. Okay, there's a few hands like that. There ain't much.
No.
I don't like this bet. We have jacks. We don't have fucking aces here. Like, there's a lot of bad cards for us on the turn.
Yeah, right? I think it's too small.
Also, there's two clubs on the board. We have the jack of clubs, which is good, but there's still two clubs on the board. We should be charging club draws something. We're charging them nothing.
We should be charging 9-10 of hearts something.
The only reason to bet 600 is we think T1000, this is going to induce T1000 to lose his mind. That's it.
Said he's not a psycho.
I don't believe he is. I mean, I've watched him play probably 10 hands in my life, in fairness. But I haven't seen him do anything crazy like I've seen a lot of people do, even in that game, you know?
Right.
Like, Taras is, like, a total psycho in that game. And if you've ever seen it, I'm sure some of our listeners have, that guy can really lose his mind for, you know, six figures with nothing at all.
Yep. Well, okay, Yushan bet 600. Neither of us like it.
Don't like it at all.
I don't think there's any reason for T1000 to raise right now.
I mean, the only reason is to deny equity against the ace kings and ace queens of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some value there when it's so cheap to like put in the raise. It's like a lot less, like you can make it 2,300. That's almost what check calling would normally be, you would think. And we get to maybe fold out ace queen right now. That's kind of cool.
I don't like it.
Mostly we're just going to call and let him keep bluffing.
Yeah.
He's bluffing. I agree. Okay.
So he calls and... I wouldn't like raising, but I do like nitro betting.
Because?
They have pancakes, and the syrup is only a little bit extra. It only costs a little bit extra for syrup.
What kind of fucking poker room / sportsbook / casino serves pancakes, and you have to pay extra for syrup? What in the world?
The kind that offers all sorts of sports betting all across the spectrum of sports.
Mm.
They have cool promotions for our people when they sign up using the link in the description of this podcast. They have Poker Room.
Yeah.
They have casino games.
Yeah.
They're Bitcoin only and they give you your money fast. They don't fuck around.
No.
The syrup will cost you extra though.
Okay. How much extra are we talking?
You're going to have to get to the checkout page on it's not something that you can just ask.
Right.
You have to like already put your credit card information in. You can cancel once you get to the page and you see that the syrup is more than you kind of wanted to pay, but you have to have already done the work, put in the credit card information, CVV included. This one requires a social security number. It's not. It's just a syrup related thing.
Okay.
It's
to be clear, all the sports betting, all the other gambling related activities do not require a social security number or anything at all.
That's actually one of the thing, the benefits of Nitrogen that are Nitro betting that we haven't talked about for a while in the ads, but it's very anonymous. And
yeah,
you all you need to sign up is an email.
Yep. Email, and you can create a new password and you're good.
Yep.
So just so you know that, back to our regularly scheduled ad.
Yeah, but if you want the syrup, you're going to need to basically get doxxed.
I recently was trying to... Oh, I think it was at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago.
You love to name drop the Adler Planetarium.
And you have to buy your tickets before you walk in. You have to do it online, right? Why? I don't know. They also have people up there, and the prices are there.
They do have ticket vendors there.
Well, it's unclear, but they sure have the prices right there. It's very confusing. Anyway, so I went on my phone, and I went through the whole process, and at the very end, they're like, now, before we sell this to you, you have to sign up. I'm like, I do. And then the sign-up process took a really long time and was challenging, and they had to send things to my email first to make sure, and it was like, are you kidding me?
That's
Adler Planetarium.
That's not good.
No.
It's not good, just like Yushan's flop sizing, in our opinion.
Yeah, this is really, it really feels like he's, okay, there could be things going on that we're not aware of, like I said, like maybe he's seen T1000 jump on this kind of sizing specifically,
yeah,
in
maybe
these spots, or maybe they have history between each other, so that could be what's going on. In a vacuum, this feels like, yeah, way too small, the 600 on the flop.
Are you interested in an action-killing card, sir?
No.
Oh, well, I'm afraid that's all we have.
Okay.
3,450 in the pot. 3, 4, 8, 2 clubs on the board. The turn is the deuce of clubs.
That's a, yeah. Yeah, that's an action killing card.
Yeah.
Ace 5 got there, 5, 6 got there, clubs got there.
Neither player likes this card. This is better for T1000's range by a little bit, I would say, because he has probably more flushes in his range. Yushan is more pair heavy. And T1000 also has 5, 6 suited in his range of all types.
Yep. Yushan definitely has the ace 5 suited, but so does T1000.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. So this is, it tilts even a little more towards the T1000 side range-wise here. But we do have the Jack of Clubs in our hand, along with the other Jack, Jack of Diamonds, as Yushan, which is a nice little thing to warm our heart on a cold, wintry day.
Indeed. So T1000 checks. Might just be done with the hand at this point if Yushan bets again. I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably. It's like, even if you're up against Ace-King, Yushan's only betting when he's got probably the Ace of Clubs in his hand, so
yeah,
there's a lot of equity, and we're going to make a big play. He's not even going to fold if he has Ace of Clubs in his hand.
Right.
So just get rid of it and be done, mostly.
So the question is, should Yushan bet the turn? I think this is the most interesting question on the turn.
This is an interesting question for sure. I mean, we hate to just give a free card here.
A free card to what, though? I mean, it's... Clubs already got there. There's no more free card to give to clubs. I mean, there's not too many unsuited one-club hands.
No, that's not the free card we're worried about.
You're worried about...
The overcards, because we bet 600 on the fucking flop. A king or a queen or an ace all can hit, and we're just beat now because we only bet $600 post-flop. That's, if we bet more on the flop, I'd be much more inclined to be like, yeah, of course we check the turn. We bet so small on the flop, I feel like I'm less inclined to check, even though it's not a great spot.
I guess I could see an argument for betting not only because we have the Jack of Clubs, but also because when we bet so small, we're likely to see a raise from at least a portion of T1000's clubs on the flop. So we can remove clubs from a lot of his range. But he still has it sometimes, but like he's not going to have as many clubs as if we had bet bigger.
If he has ace queen of clubs, I mean, that's a pretty sweet check raise on the flop. Like most of the time, probably not all the time. Like,
and maybe with the sizing, all of his non-showdownable clubs, he decides to check raise because he's like, well, it's only 600. Like maybe that indicates weakness. I have no showdown value. Why not raise right now when I have a lot of equity, but no showdown value?
At least some of the time, right? The other thing is because we have two jacks with the jack of clubs, if we can bet pretty small on this turn, it's going to still fold out a bunch of stuff when the third club comes, right? Like over, like king queen without a club in it just has to fold now. If we bet, how much is in the pot here? We have 3,450. I mean, I don't know if I even want to bet this small, but we could bet 1,400 and king queen just has to fold. Ace queen without anything without a club in it just has to fold, right?
Yeah, and they were tagging along because of the sizing on the flop. That's
kind of cool.
Yeah, so that plus the fact that there's fewer clubs in T1000's range than there would be had we bet bigger on the flop.
Here's another cool thing by betting small-ish, 1,400. A hand like 2 sevens with the seven of clubs probably calls the turn.
Yeah.
If we bet too much, they might just decide to exit sometimes, you know?
I mean,
maybe it's pretty binary there. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't care. If we bet 2,500 or 1,400, are 2-7s going to behave the same if they have the seven of clubs in their hand?
They're probably going to continue either way.
Yeah. Okay. Then never mind.
Yeah.
But at least we get to charge. We still get to charge the 2-7s something because it's going to be hard to make money off these guys at any point in this hand, right? On the river, for example, if we check the turn, it's going to be hard to make any extra
money. These guys?
These sevens. Ah. These sevens.
Okay.
Is the green lightsaber really the right lightsaber color for us, though? I'm not sure. I feel like it doesn't really complement our eyes.
It does. Come on. Now you're just trolling.
I mean, if you made me a space voice ghost.
You would be the worst.
I would love that. By the way, I'm surprised you didn't say, like, we're all in space, man. We're all just hurtling through space. We're all space.
I already used that.
I know. It was really good. Yeah. Anyway, it was a great point.
All right. Okay. So we made a lot of arguments for betting, but I think my instinct would be to check.
I can understand why you check here, of course, because that's a bad card.
Yeah.
In general, and everyone should know that that's a bad card for us, right?
Yeah, unless we have the nut flush now, which sometimes we do.
Or any other flush.
But usually it's the nut flush when we three bet plus one.
We could have like king, queen of clubs sometimes.
But
really, it's mostly a bad card for us. But we're going to bet hands like ace, king with the ace of clubs here, right?
I think we
are. So what else are we betting besides flushes? We need to have some more value here if we're betting all our naked ace of clubs, like ace, king, ace, queen with the ace of clubs. That's probably not enough flush combos. I'm sure it isn't, in fact.
You don't think so?
No way. No way, brother.
No way, brother.
Brother. Desmond.
Oh.
From Lost.
I was being Hulk Hogan from all of your childhood memories.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. And that sex tape.
I didn't see it.
Me either, but I read about it.
That's even more sultry.
$100 million. Anyway.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks.
All right. So ace king with the ace of clubs, ace queen with the ace of clubs. That's six combos total.
Pretty. Yes, that's six combos. You're right. So maybe we do have enough flush combos we have a bunch of ace x of clubs, right?
Yeah.
We have ace king, ace queen, ace five, maybe ace six, ace seven, ace eight sometimes, things like that. Ace nine, ace 10. All right. Maybe I'm wrong.
And then we can bet aces with the ace of clubs too, because we feel like we can just kind of go with it.
Right. So that's another few, not too many combos, really. Like, that's like two more combos, right? More than that, three combos, but whatever. So we can do that. The question is that really all we're betting on this board? Like, if we have a set, are we just never betting? We bet 600 on the flop. We bet so small. Boy, it just makes a 600 flop bet look so bad. That's all, really. It's just such a mistake to have done that. If we bet more, everything's more defined and clearer, and then we check back much more on the turn easily, comfortably.
But after that pretty janky combinatorial analysis we just did, I would say that jacks with the jack clubs does not need to be a bet.
I agree. It does not need to be a bet. We might be able to get value out of 2-7s with the seven of clubs if we bet, and maybe harder on the river, but that's about it.
Those are categorical things.
We also get to charge like king, queen with the king of clubs and stuff like that instead of giving it a free shot. That's kind of cool. And, of course, charge all the overcards because they're all there because we only bet 600.
Yeah.
So that's it.
The $600 bet does make a bet on the turn more enticing, but checking, I think, is fine. That's what Yushan does.
I certainly don't hate the check by any means at all.
River is the three of hearts.
Ding dong.
Nothing happens. It's the deuce, 3-4-8-3. Although that's not the order. Some people don't like it when I do it that way.
Why did you do that? 8-3-4-deuce-3.
Yeah, that's how they came out with three clubs. So the board pairs.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with T-1000? You want to try to eke some value out of ace high?
Can we success? How would we be able to eke value out of ace high here? I guess the way we could is because he only bet 600 on the flop, and we could have king, queen here, right?
Yeah.
So we can have some bluffs.
Yeah.
I just feel like we have enough other value that we don't need to do that with an eight. You know, I feel like we have a bunch of straights, a bunch of flushes, sets sometimes. Maybe not really any two pair. I don't think we have any two pair.
No.
I guess we could have like ace three once in a while. We do, right?
Ace three suited. Sure, yeah. There's two combos there.
We have a little bit of that. So we have a few full houses also on top, right? Like 4-3 suited, maybe.
Maybe.
Are we opening that under the gun?
That's the question.
Probably not.
And we also have to call the 3-bet, which we might not call, even if we did open it under the gun.
I'm not gonna give him 3-4 suited. I'll give him ace-3 suited. I'll give him 4-4 and 8-8 and 3-3.
Okay, that's fair. Maybe deuce, he's gonna 5-6
and probably deuce.
Yeah, deuce. I think deuce is on the flop. Probably there.
Yeah,
5-6 is definitely there for a straight.
Yeah,
ace-5 is there for a straight as well. Okay, so that's a fair amount of value already.
Yeah,
and we don't have that many bluffs that I'm aware of, right? Like, besides the king queens of the world and the jack tens of the world and the nine tens of the world that just called 600 because it was crazy cheap, what other bluffs do we really have?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. We also have to look at the other side of things, which is what Yushan often has. And is it more likely that if we try to eke some value out of ace high, that we can actually get called by ace high? Or is Yushan playing a lot of overpairs like this and he's easy auto calling after checking back the turn and we're just giving away more money?
I'd be very concerned about that.
Yeah. Yeah, but T1000 goes for it, and maybe it's a blocker bet. Maybe. I guess we'll find out in the future.
Well, that's, I mean,
through other actions.
The very short future, the very near future.
T1000 bets 1200. I guess he's trying to eke value out of ace high.
I mean, he's betting, what, about a third of the pot here. So he's trying to, I mean, he might be doing a bunch of things, which, you know, it might be revealed as we continue, possibly. But yeah, one thing could be perhaps ace high could sometimes call. It's getting 3-1.
Right, because we don't expect sixes and sevens to be in Yushan's range too frequently when he 3-bets under the gun, right?
Yeah, and I guess we're just sure if we check, he's going to bet tens anyway, and he's going to bet more, and we're going to call because we feel like we have to call.
Right? Yeah.
So that's a reason why we could... So we feel like we're saving money when we bet 1,200, even if we call, even if we get called and lose, right?
Well, I think Yushan figures all of this out.
Yep.
Because Yushan raises, which is unconventional for sure.
Yep.
He raises to 4K, which is like... If what you just said about T1000's intentions were correct, Yushan nailed it, right?
Yep.
He's like, you think I'm not going to raise an overpair for value, right? Because it's just too wet of a board and everything. Well, I'm going to try to get more my value out of this overpair, right? So that's kind of neat.
It's neat. The question is to be called by...
By an eight that's like, the story doesn't make sense.
Like ace eight of suited. Ace eight of suited.
Yeah. I mean, just because Yushan's story is weird.
It is weird. It is ready. This feels like Yushan's trying to make up for lost value.
It does.
Like, he bet too little on the flop. He checked the turn. 1,200 on the river. He's like, come on, man. I obviously have the best hand. Like, it's basically a free roll to raise here, you know, give or take, right? That's what he's thinking.
He was wrong.
He was very incorrect.
Because T1000 moves in for $17,100 over 4K.
So now we can add to T1000's using the blocker bet to, like, maybe get called by ace high to, if he checks, if he's going to check call anyway, he's saving himself money. But now maybe he's also inducing a little bit with the plan to punish a hand like two jacks here. So, assuming they find a fold, by the way, but to punish an overpair for raising.
Let's figure out if we like this.
Great.
Because no matter what, it's fucking cool.
Like, it's super sleek and beautiful no matter what.
All right. Here are some factors that I believe led T1000 to do this play once the raise happened on the turn.
Yep.
I think the biggest factor is the check on the turn by Yushan. I think he doesn't expect that Yushan has any full houses in his range, right? Because Yushan 3-bet preflop plus one. So unlikely to have a full house.
Well, if he does, it would probably be eights full. And guess who blocks that?
Yeah. So
hard.
There's one combo it's and it's best. Incredibly unlikely for Yushan to have 3-bet it anyway.
Having an eight in our hand is incredible here because if somehow Yushan is 3-betting, it's only eights, right?
So then it's mostly like nut flushes that Yushan is raising with or some like maybe king high flushes too. Pretty good flushes.
But it's weird that he checked the turn. If he's got it
is,
those things.
Which is exactly what my next point would be. So, he doesn't have very much of that either. So maybe it's that the sizing made Yushan think he needed to get a little more value with some hands that are slightly better than ours.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Can't call a move in those hands.
I mean, I'm not even sure if flushes are going to call a move in on this board, honestly. Yeah. Totally sure.
So let's talk about what T1000 is repping and if it is reputable.
Yep. I mean, he's clearly repping full houses.
He's repping full houses, and I think it is reputable.
He can absolutely have... He can have it.
Yeah,
he can have eights clearly, right? The only thing is he's got to be not check raising those on the flop.
Right.
That's the only thing.
That's the only little problem, but...
It's a little bit of a problem.
It's possible.
He can certainly... He's not check raising 100% of the time on that board. He's definitely going to check call with some of his sets. But probably raising it a reasonable amount when it's under the gun raises pre, under the gun plus one, three bets. And then on this board specifically, where you can get called by all over pairs if you check raise, like they're all calling you. They're right. never folding.
And it's a wet board. Yeah.
Also, ace king with the ace of clubs isn't folding. Ace king with the king of clubs might not fold. Ditto. Ace queen certainly with the ace of clubs isn't folding either, right? There's a lot of calls there. So we're mostly check raising, especially
that's,
a 600.
That's a little problem in T1000 story right
but
there.
But the thing is, sometimes your story doesn't have to be perfect.
Right.
Because you're also putting $17,100, you know, behind it. And it's like, well, you're going to have to call 13,001 on this sort of, and the slightly janky story, not super janky, but slightly janky story. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I think if you're Yushan, we could say to ourselves, well, geez, I've got better hands than this. Right?
Yeah.
Like, boy, I probably have at least a few flushes I play like this, right?
Yeah.
At least a few.
How about having aces with the ace of clubs instead, you know, something
I
like
mean,
that?
I mean, do we want to have aces with the ace of clubs is an interesting question. Like, do we prefer our opponent to have the ace of clubs sometimes instead?
I don't know how T1000 could ever have the ace of clubs.
Could have ace queen with the ace of clubs. We bet 600 on the flop, he calls.
Okay, that's
the way.
That's the only
Maybe
way.
Maybe even ace king. Maybe. Yeah, he might just call when it's under the gun plus.
Maybe.
One. I think he really might. So and then 600 on the flop, he always calls. He's probably calling any amount anyway, any normal amount with the ace of clubs in his hand anyway. And then was check raising turn. And then, you know, as a bluff. And then it check, check. And now he's bluffing. Well, he's only betting 1,200. So that would be weird to do with ace king or ace queen, actually. Now with the ace of clubs again.
Yeah.
Remove some of his bluffs.
I mean, I don't necessarily think this was a plan for the T1000 had going into the river when he bet 1,200. It was just like the opportunity presented itself when the raise happened and he thought about it and he was like, how often does Yushan really have strong value here? And don't I have a range advantage? I do. I have a top end range advantage. I have all the full houses and quads and Yushan really doesn't because I have an eight.
Right. This is what we were talking about a little bit on the flop where I was saying, you're right. Yushan has the range advantage, but the nuts advantage is clearly
right. And the nuts advantage matters a lot more now that there's a three bet on the river.
Right. When we're putting a lot of money in, suddenly the nuts advantage matters.
Yeah.
When it's small amounts of money, who cares?
When it's just a check, bet, call thing,
right.
Range total advantage matters more. But in this scenario, nuts advantage matters.
So this comes back to, and I sort of jumped ahead to T1000 moving in. Like, should Yushan actually raise here? Even though it looks like he usually has the best hand, can he really get value for it?
It just sucks to get boxed in by sizing that your opponent chooses and you don't get to get the value that you think you should get with your hand.
I agree, but we're the one who chose 600 on the flop and we're the one who chose to check the turn, right?
Yeah.
We put ourselves in this box also.
Yeah.
It isn't like there's 10,000 in there and T1000 bet 1,200. There's 3,400 in there. He's betting a third of the pot. It's not like that's a range we can beat a lot. The range that bets 1,200. The range that even calls 4,000... I think we beat, but I don't know how many calls he really has.
Right.
Because it sure looks like we have an overpair there, and it does. What weird bluffs do we have here when we make it 4,000?
The ace of clubs.
That we didn't bet the turn with?
Yeah, you would really expect us
We'd
to bet
always
the turn.
Bet the turn to tell a better story.
Yeah.
Always, right? So what the hell do we have? I don't know, man. It seems very unlikely. I mean, I guess we can have pocket eights, except T1000.
See, I think that's why T1000's play is so good, is that it feels exactly like Yushan has medium strength value, which is probably better than an eight, but he never has a full house and almost never has a flush based on how he played it, and we block his only full house possibility.
And as we were saying before, we have at least a number of the sets here. We do have full house. We have more full houses than he does. That's right.
Yeah, even though it's a little off with the not check raising the flop, it's still possible.
Of course, of course. And if we thought Yushan was the kind of guy who was going to barrel a lot, we could have more sets in a range that just check, call, flop. But he bet 600 and checked the turn. Like, he's not a big barreler, it seems.
So I like this play.
I like it, too. I think it's beautiful. I mean, it feels like, I think if we're T1000, we're sitting there like, unless he has the miracle two other eights that he fucking three bet plus one against me and hit the one outer.
And then it would make sense for him to check the turn sometimes.
Right. No, then I could see him checking the turn sometimes, and now he's trying to get value for it.
Yeah.
Okay. But unless he has that, he's got the one combo of that, I don't think he can really... I don't know if he can call with anything. He may not be able to call with anything here.
Yeah.
Like, two black aces, I don't know. Can you really call when I'm moving for 17,100? I sure look like I have it.
Yeah.
Sure, and I can. I sure look like a full house. I think there's a lot of raised folds. And raised fold is actually a very powerful play.
Yeah.
You know, and usually very profitable. But against good, smart, tricky players, they can do this to you a little bit.
Yep. This is the worst. This is the problem with the trying to eke out value when, you know, when you don't really have a strong range. It's and it really bit you, Sean, here, who of course ends up folding.
Of course he does. I mean, this play works probably if we drop down to 20 to 10, 20, and maybe even 25, 50. This is almost always going to work, right? And maybe even in this game, it works against other opponents.
Yeah.
And of course, if T1000 has a different hand, if he doesn't have an eight in his hand, he's probably not going to do this. But what hand, if he could have two sevens, but he's probably just going to fold the two sevens now, right? I don't know if he's calling that raise.
Yeah.
And so this goes back to my question. If we can, I understand we want to get more value, but the time to do that was on the flop and the turn, not on the river.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Yeah.
Hey. First time, no rehearsal. I say fuck the second take. 90s baby scratching them vinyls until the record break. Mr. One Night is all I need. No second dates, I'm the rapper most-